Week 11 is well and truly here. It's time to get the dubs. It's time to secure the playoff spots. Maybe you're on the edge. Whatever it looks like, we are here to help with some start sit advice for week 11. No time to waste. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay. All right. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 19th of November. I hope you're having a beautiful Thursday. I just hope that, you know, you can listen to this right now and say, you know what? Hell yeah. My Thursday has been really good. I'm Zach. This is Badaki here.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
And this is the Fantasyland Football Podcast. Excited to bring you a great show.
Yeah.
Badaki. This is a crucial week for people. Crucial week.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to get the dubs.
Absolutely. You know, if you're trying to make the playoffs, it's a win out right now. If you secure the playoffs,
yeah.
You know, you're trying to make moves to get everyone that you want before the trade deadline. And if you're out of the playoffs, you probably are not even listening to this podcast. And if you are, big kudos to you.
If you are, actually, big shout out to you for staying with us. You probably just love the show, and that's a good thing. By the way, speaking of trade targets, if you need trade targets for the playoffs, yesterday's show is one that you should definitely listen to. I believe it will help you out.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some news.
What is going on here?
What is going on around the National Football League? What's happening in the league that you need to know news?
That's right.
All right, well, let's start off with some bye weeks. Obviously, the 49ers, Giants, Bears, and Bills are all on byes. Do not play any of those players. But some good news for a star who's not been a star lately. What's going on with Michael Thomas, Badaki?
Yeah, MT, he's no longer on the injury report, which is really great news. I mean, he is full out in practice. This injury is no longer bothering him. He doesn't have to be limited at all. And that's really good if you're an MT owner.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And hopefully Jameis just locks onto him. If you're owning MT, that's the hope. That's the dream.
That is the hope. That's the
dream. Matt Breida practiced in full today or yesterday and also today.
Mm-hmm.
He will most likely play. What will that look like for Salvon Ahmad? A big waiver wire pickup this week. We couldn't tell you.
No.
It definitely makes the startability for Salvon a lot riskier.
Mm-hmm.
But Davante Adams was a surprise on the injury report today.
Yeah.
And even bigger surprise is he says he's not going to guarantee that he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think this is a smart move. I don't think he needs to force a play. I think the Packers are in a really good position in their division. I think they are, 7-2, sorry, something like that. Well, 6-2. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. But
they got seven dubs.
Davante Adams, he's dealing with that ankle injury. He was limited at practice on Wednesday. So keep an eye on that. If he plays, that's great. If he doesn't, it's still okay. So don't stress about that. Also, yep.
Another star receiver,
Calvin Ridley.
Good news.
Mm-hmm. He did practice in a limited fashion. He did some team drills, nothing crazy. But look, we're not really sure if he is still good to go. You know,
I think he's gonna play. If he's already in a limited fashion yesterday,
right?
On Wednesday, and we believe if he gets a limited today again and maybe a full on Friday, it looks really good for his chances. He just want to remind people he was almost going to play before their bye week last week.
Right.
So okay. I just think there's a good chance that he does play this week.
But
Kenny G.
Sorry. I just think it's really interesting that he had his bye week and is still limited. So that's what's also really interesting. Usually I would have expected him to come out in full practice. But
I get you.
Continue.
I definitely get where you're coming from. Kenny G. Kenny Galladay back at practice in a limited fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't promise if he's going to play or not.
Yeah.
That hip injury has been bothering him for a long time. But what's going on with some COVID news? A lot of COVID news.
Yeah, a lot of COVID news. I think the biggest thing is that all 32 teams, you know, obviously with the way the world is with COVID and the intensity of how this second wave is coming all across America, second, third wave all across America, all 32 teams have to go into intense COVID protocols, basically meaning that they have to wear their mask at all times, even during practice, at meetings. You know, some teams are doing virtual meetings only now on, not in the facility. So there's still a lot of intensive restrictions there for the NFL, which is good and then also bad because, I mean, COVID is not doing too well right now.
Yeah.
Raiders, 10 Raiders defensive players, starters of the Raiders, are on the COVID list. Obviously,
Oh my goodness.
They were all in close contact. We don't actually know the name. I don't think we know the name so far who has been tested positive or who has been in close contact so far. But these guys, 10 defensive players, starters, are in the COVID reserve list. They should be playing on Sunday. They play against the Chiefs. So if these guys, if these guys don't play, start all your Chiefs players.
Well, you're going to start them regardless, but there might be some nice little low-key starts. Hey?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, some guys who did not practice yesterday, and we don't have the practice reports just today. By the way, follow us on our Twitter at fantasyland_FB to get all the updates on all practice reports and player updates. But Drew Lock and Noah Fant did not practice.
Yeah.
Interesting. The fantasy outlook for both of these guys is starting to get grim. Joe Moneybags Mixon, day to day, very surprising. People thought this injury was not serious, and it's lingered on for a long, long time.
Very long time, which is a bit frustrating. They might as well just have put him on IR, let him sit, so we at least know that he, you know, wasn't good to go for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, partial tear in his throwing hand. Sounds like he's gonna play. He's always played through small injuries like that.
Yeah.
It's a big injury, but he's always played through those kind of things. Teddy Bridgewater, seen at practice in a red jersey. We will see how he practices the rest of the week, but it is promising from what we've seen so far. So, by the way, like we said, follow us on Twitter for all the updates on these guys throughout the week at fantasyland_FB. Guys, this episode is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. That's right. Do you love DFS? Maybe you've never played DFS before, or, you know, maybe you've never given it a shot, but I promise you, if you love any sort of fantasy sports, then you have to try DFS. What is DFS? That means daily fantasy sports. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app that allows you to pick 10 player props, and each prop will give you points if you guess it correctly. Whoever has the most points on each contest will win major cash. I said will win major cash.
Straight cash, homie.
Major cash.
We tried it, and we loved it. And I got 11th place on my player prop. That was Thursday Night Football last week. And I just missed out on some cash. But just this unlucky. Is a really... Yeah, it is unlucky. This is a really fun way to play fantasy every day. So, use the promo code FANTASYLAND when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. P.S. guys, when you sign up, do not use the sign up through Google or Apple feature because you won't be able to enter our promo code. Make sure you use the sign up through email feature. That's where you can enter our promo code, which again is FANTASYLAND, and you can get the extra $20 when you deposit your first $20. So, download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. All right, it's that time. It's time to go over start sit advice.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Okay, let's talk about it. Start sit advice for week 11. Badaki, people need their wins this week. They're not messing around. This is the time to get the dub.
That's right.
Look, go ahead.
It's a huge week, and I think that it's just crazy that we're in week 11. It's crazy. It's sad.
Time flies when you're having fun. All right, here's what we've done, guys. We've taken six key matchups throughout the week that we believe you have questions for, and we're going to cover them in detail. hopefully going to help you make some decisions that you need to make this week to get you the dub. We're not going to be able to cover every matchup, but we took the ones that you probably have a lot of questions about, but we're going to talk about every matchup. Let's talk about the first one, the 4-5 Lions at the 3-7 Panthers, Badaki.
That's right. Look, let's start off with the Lions side of the ball. Obviously, Matthew Stafford with the tear in his thumb and his throwing hand. It looks like he's going to play. Like Zach said, he's known to play through injuries. He's known to kind of tough it out. And I think, yeah. I believe that he's going to be that guy to play this weekend. It's a crucial game. They're still actually in the hunt in this division. They're 4-5. You know, if they win this game, they can easily be there to compete.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift. Oh my gosh. We saw what he did last week with the starting opportunity. He is the future of this team. He did amazing last week. I expect him to be doing the same thing against this Panthers defense that has been giving up a lot of points to running backs. And this is a great opportunity. If you have DeAndre Swift, start him. If Matthew Stafford is out, that's even a bigger plus for you. Yeah. So start DeAndre Swift.
He looked so good last week. And you know what's crazy is we had someone ask the question, you know, do I start Ezekiel Elliott? Or do I trade Ezekiel Elliott for DeAndre Swift?
Crazy.
And I thought to myself, I don't hate that trade. I might prefer DeAndre Swift rest of season.
Yeah.
Is that crazy to say? I mean, better schedule, maybe the better offense right now?
Yeah, look, it's not crazy to say. I think that's something that you can consider. But we have to remember, Zeke is Zeke. Obviously, it's a terrible, terrible offense right now. But and look, Andy Dalton's back.
Schedule too. Well,
say that again?
Bad rest of season schedule, too, for Zeke.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Andy Dalton's back, and surprised enough that Zeke could have a playoff push.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
So, obviously, the more questionable people here for us on this team is Kenny G. Everyone on this team is kind of questionable, okay, and which is crazy. All the receivers and even the tight end, TJ Hawkinson, was limited at practice. But you're starting him for sure, okay? Yeah. Kenny G., limited at practice with that hip injury. You know, the Lions are really missing him. He's a huge X factor for this team.
Yeah.
And if he plays, you start him. If he doesn't, obviously, you know, that's a huge loss for you. But I think the two big talks is Marvin Jones and Marvin Hall, you know? So yeah,
Marvin's room.
Marvin's room. Oi, we need to have that. Marvin's room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, if I'm starting one of these guys, I started DeAndre Hall 2 weeks ago. And it didn't pay off. It was the one game that, you know, Marvin Jones went off. And the roles were reversed this week where Marvin Hall went off and Marvin Jones did pretty well, I think. But
yeah,
I'm not confident in starting either of these guys.
Okay.
Am I right? Like, are you?
No, I agree.
If you had to pick one, who are you picking here? Obviously, Marvin Jones.
I would
Jones.
Rather not start any of them, to be honest. I just don't want to start them. I think Jones is the guy you would have to start out of the options, but... You're right. I don't want to start either.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Panther side of the ball. Obviously, CMC is out. This is very unfortunate. Mike Davis, you're starting him. You know, he's the next guy up. And then the receivers. I think this is the huge and the biggest question on this team. One is Teddy Bridgewater going to start, which they said that this MCL sprain is really minor for him. It's really, really minor. And
yep.
There's a really good chance that he plays. So if he plays, you know, I'm confident and I'm obviously starting Robbie Anderson, starting DJ Moore, starting Curtis Samuels. Like, all these guys are a huge asset. But if Teddy Bridgewater doesn't start, I mean, you kind of still have to start these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say because if Teddy doesn't start, what do you have in PJ?
But that's the thing,
risky start.
When PJ came in for that Thursday night game against the Falcons, obviously it was a whole weather condition. It wasn't doing too well. They were down. You know, the Falcons were kind of beating them up already. So if PJ has the official start throughout the whole day, I think it's a lot better than having Teddy Bridgewater trying to play first quarter, says he can't play, and then PJ comes in. You know?
I agree. Yeah. Hopefully, man, we get some clarity on that quarterback situation because that's going to affect a lot of people's moves.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the 3-5-1 in Eagles at the 6-3 Browns. The Eagles are 3-5. And
this is a big game.
Yeah, massive game.
This is a big game for the Browns. They're still in the hunt.
Yeah, very big game for the Browns.
What? This is crazy.
I know.
I've actually haven't thought about it. Wow.
What, have you not thought about the Browns?
No, I haven't thought about the Browns. Not. I'm realized. Obviously, Steelers 9-0. Ravens 6-3. The Browns are 6-3.
Yeah.
Bro,
could be three teams from this division who make the playoffs, which is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
But I wanted to talk about the Eagles. They're 3-5-1, and wow, they're leading the division at 3-5-1. Just wanted to highlight that. But as sad as it is, let's talk about the fantasy aspect.
Right,
Miles Sanders back from the injury, and he looked pretty good. I think you're going to have to start him, obviously, regardless of matchup from here on out. A lot of questions on this team, the Eagles, though. A lot of questions.
Yeah.
Travis Fulham.
Not good.
Where did you go, bud? Travis. Has anyone seen Travis? Had 5 targets last week, 1 catch. I think you can't start Travis Fulham.
Yeah.
He's at best a flex. And it sucks because a lot of people were starting him as a wide receiver, too. But Jalen Reagor, he was on the waiver show. He led the team in targets last week. I am more confident starting Jalen Reagor than I am Travis Fulham in a flex position. Do you see it similarly, or would you rather start Travis in that scenario?
No, I definitely see it similarly. Jalen Reagor is the guy there. I personally think that they're going to be including Alshon in this offense a lot more. You know, yeah. It's still his second game back. He was probably just running routes last week as a decoy. Now they really have him in this game, a game that it's a must win for them. You know, if they lose this game,
every game is a must win for the NFC East, and somehow they always lose and the Eagles are on top. But let's talk about the tight end position. Obviously, Dallas Goedert came back, and Zach Ertz is potentially going to play, most likely not from what it sounds like.
Right.
But if Ertz plays, are you playing either of these guys?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. I'm in this position. I have Zach Ertz. I also have Darren Waller, but there's no question I'm starting Darren Waller. But I thought about selling Darren Waller to get some value somewhere else for Zach and then keeping Zach Ertz. I'm just not sure if I can trust. I can't even trust Darren Waller right now, to be honest. No. But if I can sell Darren Waller and start Zach Ertz and he's still on my bench and get value somewhere else, I think I'm okay starting Zach Ertz every week.
Yeah.
In this scenario.
It's going to be a really fun game to play if you're in that position. I personally think you got to start Dallas Goedert if Zach Ertz doesn't play. Otherwise, it gets really muddy and I'm a little bit uncomfortable, but that's the tight end position in general. That's really how we want to describe the tight end position. All right, let's talk about the Browns. Nick Chubb. Chubby. My goodness, the boy is back. Mm-hmm. Okay, obviously, he ran out on the 1 yard line.
Mm. Smart play.
Great guy. Great Money guy. Moves. Team player.
Good play, Nick.
Just the kind of guy you want in your locker room, you know? Big shout out to you, Nick. I would have potentially won. No big deal. It's all good. Love you, Nick. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for looking great. You got to start Nick, and you got to start Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Both running backs are must starts.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can start anyone else on this team. I mean, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are the only guys you really, really want to start.
Absolutely.
The questionable guy for me, because I don't think you can start any wide receiver here with any confidence. Jarvis hasn't done much of anything since OBJ's went out.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin Hooper, could he still be dealing a little bit with an injury? Maybe. But he came out last week and only had 1 catch. Didn't do much of anything. So, for me, I think Hooper, the matchup is beautiful. The Eagles are the 3rd worst defending the tight end position. So, if you need a desperation tight end play, Hooper could be a good play. But we said that last week as well, and it didn't work out. So, Austin Hooper, how much can you trust him? Look, my trust in him is about a 30%. Not very high. It's just not high at all. But that could be said about most tight ends in this league.
That's right.
So if you need a desperation play, the only other guy I'm considering starting is probably Austin Hooper.
Yeah, Absolutely. I agree that it's a perfect Hail Mary in this situation for the tight end position. Yeah, tight ends have been terrible this year, and I really hope it's not the same for next year.
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-oh. Not again.
Not again, but Doc, again. You start us off here. What's going on?
Not again. Look, 3-6 Falcons at the 7-2 Saints. I mean, the record says it for itself. We're choosing the Falcons over the Saints this week, and let me tell you why. Okay, it's really because of Drew. Let's be honest here. You know, Jameis Winston, he's put up some points, and we've seen it. He made people fantasy relevant. Zach said it on yesterday's podcast. He's made people fantasy relevant, but Jameis just finds a way to lose, okay? And I think the Falcons, I mean, if they can win it out. When I say win it out, they can win three games straight. They play the Saints twice in the next 3 weeks, okay? So they can if they can beat the Saints twice and win that game in between, I think the Falcons can really have a chance to be a wild card for the playoffs. But the Falcons, we're taking the Falcons over the Saints right now for this week. It's our upset of the week.
I just want to clarify, though. The Saints are the favorites, guys.
100%.
You know, it's just like, it has to be said. Obviously, the Saints are the favorites, and they should win this game.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have seen the Falcons in the last couple weeks really start to figure things out. The defense has played better, and they haven't blown their leads. If Julio's back and Ridley's back, this offense is in the top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
they'd have absolutely a real opportunity to beat a Saints team here.
Mm-hmm.
And we like it out of all the options as the upset of the week this week.
Yeah.
All love to the Saints fans, by the way. We love the Saints.
All right, guys. Let's start off on the Falcons side of the ball. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Calvin Ridley, if he plays, are all must starts. So there's no question about it. Let's not sit on that too long. But I think the main question here is, and really the only question is Todd Gurley. You know, I mean, he's currently running back 11. The Saints give up the second fewest points to fantasy running backs.
Yeah.
Are you confident in starting him? Because he's been finding the end zone.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow, he's getting these touches, been, you know, what, 15-plus touches, you know, having 50 yards, you know, averaging it's 50 bad. Yards a game it's with really these 20-plus touches.
Yeah.
And he barely passes the 10-point threshold.
Yeah.
You know, are you happy doing that?
I think you have to start him, which sucks, because any week, we keep saying every week, if he doesn't score a touchdown, you're going to hate that you started him.
Yeah.
And then he scores a touchdown, and he plays inefficiently, doesn't have a great average on yards per carry, but you might have to start him. You probably just have to. It's not fun, but you probably have to.
Yep. Say no more. I think you're right. I think you have to. You don't want to, but you have to. And then Hayden Hurst, I think he's a must start in this scenario. The Saints give up the fifth most fantasy points to tight ends this week. Mm-hmm. So Hayden Hurst is a great start. Everyone on this team besides really Todd Gurley is a really great start. I think this game's a shootout. Usually is normally a shootout against the Falcons and Saints. Obviously, Calvin Ridley is questionable, so stay tuned to that in our Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, but if he plays, you play him.
Yeah. If you move on to the Saints side of the ball, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, all must-start players. Let's not question that. But look, the big question is with Jameis. Okay?
Yep.
Jameis, Taysom Hill, Jared Cook, Emmanuel Sanders, are these guys you really don't want to start anymore? Obviously, Jared Cook has been declining. He had that fumble.
Yeah.
And he's been hurting.
Ever since that fumble, it's like he evaporated into thin air.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him again.
Exactly. So I'm not confident in starting Jared Cook. If you need, you know, a tight end, if you're struggling with tight end, Jared Cook could be an option. You know, obviously we've seen Jameis, you know, make fantasy tight ends relevant, you know, with Jordan Howard, Cameron Brate, all these guys kind of emerging with Jameis Winston. So obviously Jared Cook, he's adaptable. He's a chameleon. Emmanuel Sanders, do you think you'll have a big game? You think he can... You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, he could. Yeah, anyone could.
Technically. I'm seeing this as Emmanuel Sanders is Chris Godwin.
Right.
MT is Mike Evans. This is how I'm seeing it. In Jameis's eyes.
I think it could happen. I feel like MT kind of plays more of that slant role that Godwin does.
Right.
So Emmanuel Sanders, yeah. I mean, it could happen. I'm not confident in starting Sanders. I mean, I'm not even confident in starting MT, but you have to. You're not loving starting MT, but you're kind of in a position where you're like, yeah, I absolutely have to do it.
Yeah. Look, and you're right. You kind of have to. So with MT, Emmanuel Sanders, if you have a gut feeling, we don't encourage to start him, but if you want to, you can. But I think the biggest question here is Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. There's a lot of DMs coming to us that in ESPN league, you can start him in tight end position. Mm-hmm. And some people are asking us, you know, should they start Taysom Hill in that tight end position? Should they start him in the quarterback position? You know, whatever position that he's able to be put in, should they start him?
I think you're not going to start him at quarterback. Absolutely not. Even if he's named the starter, I just know. But if you can start him at tight end, that's such a weird loophole to me that ESPN's provided. Of course you're going to start him at tight end if you have the opportunity to have a guy throwing touchdowns. You know, it seems so strange to me that that's a loophole ESPN's provided to people. That, yeah, by the way, this guy could start at quarterback and you can start him at tight end.
Right.
Okay. Well, if the Saints have rostered him as a quarterback, then why is this even a conversation?
Right.
But it is a conversation, and if you're in an ESPN league, you should probably take advantage of it and start him in that scenario.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I really think that Taysom Hill should be quarterback. I don't know why. I don't like Jameis. I think Taysom Hill is talented. I think he fits this, you know, this slot that Drew Brees is filling a lot better than Jameis, personally. I could be wrong, but, you know, we probably will never know that until if Taysom Hill has a full start. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of Taysom Hill starting at quarterback. I think for fantasy, it limits so many people compared to Jameis's ceiling. So, we'll see. All right. The 0-9 Jets at the 2-7 Chargers. The Jets side of the ball.
The GG's boys, thanks for playing.
Yeah, you're not starting anyone, to be honest. There's we thought, oh, who are the must starts on this team? And in text, I wrote down LOL. Because I don't think you can start anyone on this team.
Oh,
now,
no.
Jameson Crowder is probably the only guy we should talk about.
Right.
Because if you need to start a wide receiver two or a flex, he's a decent start.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, the targets were the things that you held on to, and he had two targets last week. I know that Sam Darnold wasn't playing, so that could have been the reason why. But regardless, Bashaud Perryman got a little bit of the looks instead. And obviously he's the guy that they signed in free agency. I just think it's just a situation I want to avoid entirely if I can. I'm not comfortable starting any New York Jets.
Yeah.
But let's start let's look at the Chargers side of the ball. I love the Chargers. I love this team. We both do think that they're very talented, and once they get healthy, we'll be a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert, he looked like a rookie last week. He did. He did not
look...
He looked
like a rookie now with that haircut.
That haircut.
Memes?
I've seen all the memes. He definitely looks like he's lost a couple years. Or maybe gained them. Oh, glass half empty, half full scenario. But look, this is an amazing matchup for Herbert. You have to start Justin Herbert this week. He is a must start. The New York Jets are the third worst defense against fantasy quarterbacks, which means you got to start him.
Yeah.
And of course, that means you must start Keenan Allen, who is a target monster. Keenan is probably going to have a big, big week this week. And Kalen Ballage, you're out of the league. Surprise. No, you're not. You're our starting running back. Kalen Ballage is a running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. And if you don't take it from me, take it from Anthony Lynn. He said on Monday he will be our primary back, and we are going to get him more touches.
Wow.
I don't know what else you need to know. This doesn't feel like a Mike Shanahan situation where something sad and something different happens. The New York Jets are really, really bad. They're a really bad team. You know
0-9.
This. 0-9. Yep. They are the sixth worst defense defending running backs, which means that Ballage has a great opportunity to be very fantasy relevant. I love him starting this week. If we had a start of the week segment, he might be my start of the week. But Hunter Henry is also a great start against this Jets defense.
Yeah.
Look, I know it's not been awesome with Hunter Henry, but there's going to be a lot of points to go around. And hopefully Hunter gets into the end zone. Lord help me again this week
with words. Come on, guys. Words.
Words are hard.
Figure it out.
Let's talk about Mikey Williams, because obviously he's kind of got that high ceiling every week.
Yeah.
Is this a good week to start him?
I think this is probably one of the best weeks to start him. I think, you know, the Chargers are going to be pulling out some stuff. Look, let me retract that statement. I think the Jets could be really honing in on Keenan Allen. I know it's a terrible defense, and we saw what Jacoby Myers did to this Jets, you know, defense. Yeah. Mike Williams could have his biggest game of the season with this game.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will see. And the last thing I want to say about this matchup is the Chargers defense could be an amazing stream this week if you're looking for a defense.
You know who picked him up?
Who?
Come on. Come on.
Who picked him up?
I picked him up.
You did? Okay.
Come on.
Well, there you go. Could pan out really well for Badaki here.
It could or it couldn't. You know, I still believe in the Seahawks defense.
Okay. you're the only one.
Only one for me. All right. 7-2 Packers at the 6-3 Colts. There's a lot of good games this week, I think. And this is one. Packers side of the ball, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and our giveaway is Davante Adams. All must start. If Davante Adams starts, plays, you start him.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think let's talk about who we should start if he doesn't play.
Okay.
Alan Lazard is off IR. MVS having two good games. Okay. A lot of people are saying to sell him high. A lot of people are saying that Alan Lazard is the better receiver there. I believe he's the better receiver there. And I think that he can have a really good game this week, personally. And when I say he can have a really good game, is because if, you know, MVS is stepping into this Davante Adams role, Alan Lazard is a bit open. But this Colts defense is really good. Okay. Yeah. You honestly don't want to start Lazard or MVS. Who you really want to start is Adams, and you're confident starting him. So if you had to choose, if Adams doesn't play, Lazard or MVS?
Lazard, for sure.
Say no more. Colts side of the ball. I mean, this is also frustrating. No. Okay.
Yikes.
Ah, man. Running back by committee. The only guy, the guy that you want to start this week, per the information we got last week, is Nyheim Hines.
But we don't know that. That's the thing.
Exactly. You don't.
You know what? Nyheim Hines could finish this week with 4 fantasy points, and I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah.
I want him to do well, but oh my God, who knows?
Who knows? I think if we're going purely from last week's matchup, you start Nyheim Hines. If you're going from... And I can't tell you that with confidence that you should start Nyheim Hines. I'm not saying that you should start Nyheim Hines with confidence. I'm not saying you should start Jonathan Taylor with confidence, Jordan Wilkins with confidence. I'm not saying you should start any of these guys with confidence. I'm saying from the game that we saw last week, Nyheim Hines is the guy.
Yep.
Nyheim Hines is a start. If you picked him up for waivers, if you had him on your bench, you have to start him. Don't start him in your RB2, maybe a flex position, whatever the case may be, because I'm not, you know, who's somebody that's sitting out? You know, Monty's out. Singletary's out, Moss is out.
Yeah.
These are all bye week guys I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne Goldman's out. So I'm putting him in a flex position. And the Packers give up a lot of points to running backs.
They do give tons of points to the running back.
This is a good opportunity for one of these guys. We just don't know who.
We don't. But what we can say 100% with confidence is that the Colts offense is at its best when Nyheim Hines is in the backfield. So hopefully they utilize him more and get him involved.
Yeah, hopefully. Questionable players for me, really only one is Michael Pittman Jr. He had an amazing week, his best week so far of his career. I think this is also a good flex option. Jair Alexander is probably going to be shadowing T.Y. Hilton. If not, he's going to be shadowing Michael Pittman, which is not good for you. We still need to find out the game plan. I think this should be a game time decision for you guys because, you know, if we can confirm Jair Alexander is on T.Y., then I'm starting Michael Pittman with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah. No, I agree. I just don't think we're going to know.
No.
There's some really great games coming up for Michael Pittman. I don't know if this is going to be one of them.
Right.
But there should be some good games coming up for him. All right. The last key matchup is the 8-1 Chiefs at the 6-3 Raiders.
Raiders.
The Raiders.
I love the autumn wind.
All right. The Chiefs, are you starting anyone on this offense? Anyone?
I mean, maybe.
Obviously, look, guys, you're starting Patty. You're starting Tyreek. You're starting Travis. You're starting Clyde. I know the backfield's been really not valuable, but just want to remind you, this defense is in shambles. Last week they had a great game, but all these COVID reports, regardless of if people do miss the game or not, I am starting Clyde with not confidence, but you're starting him. You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know that you're starting anyone else. If you want to play the fun Russian roulette scenario of Mecole Hardman and Robinson,
Sammy Watkins. He's back off IR.
Yeah, if you want to start one of these guys and just kind of pray that one of these guys catches a touchdown, then play the game. But we can't tell you who it's going to be. The only guys we're starting with confidence are those four, the big four, the Patty, Tyreek, Kelsey, and Clyde. But you're starting them and you're loving it. On to the Raiders. You are starting Josh Jacobs. Had an amazing game last week. Man, Josh Jacobs could have had four touchdowns if they kept him in garbage time. But they decided to let Devonta Booker have his little, I guess, revenge game, if you will, on the Broncos.
Yeah.
Gave him two touchdowns. Kansas City is not great against running backs. They are the ninth worst in the NFL, which means it will be a great opportunity for Josh Jacobs to continue this trend. And Darren Waller, man, has been kind of disappointing, to be honest.
He has.
The matchup isn't good either. Kansas City is the sixth best defending tight end, which means they're very good against it. But you're starting him because you have to, because he's Darren Waller, right?
Look, I think we had to remember that this is a divisional game, okay?
Yeah.
This game can go either way. We were stunned and surprised that the Raiders beat the Chiefs the first time. And
yeah,
I think I'm not saying that there's a high probability that they can win again. I'm saying that this is going to be a fight. They come out fighting. These two teams hate each other. Josh Jacobs hates the Chiefs. We've seen that Darren Waller. Can we look at Darren Waller's stats from last time? Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's Darren Waller. I mean, I guess we'll just talk about the whole tight end position as a whole.
Darren Waller, yeah, sorry.
Not
Darren
great,
Waller,
but
he was 5 for 48, 7 targets. He caught a touchdown. He had 15 points last game against the Chiefs. Yeah. Which
decent.
Yeah, which was decent. And the Chiefs gives up the six fewest points to tight ends. So, look, I think this is an X factor. Josh Jacobs is, they're going to pound the ball with JJ. And if the Chiefs can stop JJ, which I think they're going to try everything in their power to try to get this ball to Darren Waller. I think Darren Waller could have a better game than he did last time. He was only targeted 7 times last game.
Yeah.
Surely he will have more this time. This is a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Prime time.
Exactly. Prime time.
I don't think at the black hole,
quote unquote, not anymore.
With no fans. It's, we'd love to see some fans in the stands to make home field advantage a thing. But I think other than those two guys, I'm not really comfortable starting anyone else. I don't think you can take a chance on anyone else.
That's right.
In this offense. You want to avoid them. But, guys, you can now support us through Patreon. Badaki, what does that mean for people who want to support you and I, the Fantasyland podcast? What does that mean?
That's right. Look, it's just an easy way to show some love. Really, if you love the show, if you love fantasy football, if you love, you know, our content, our podcast, our YouTube videos, you know, our Instagram, anything that you see on any platform, this is a way to support that. You know, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. We have 3 different tiers on there that we think that you can fit in. And we have 3 different, you know, accommodations. If you already have given up this year on fantasy, it's okay. Let's gear up for next year. You know, Zach and I are already talking about next year and how and what we can bring you for next year. So stay tuned for that. Patreon.com/fantasylandfam, a great way to support the show.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
I love it.
I'll bet it.
Hail Mary matchups of maybe, the week.
Maybe they'll have a little betting for Uncle Rico throwing over the mountains on Thrive Fantasy. What are the odds he can actually throw it over? Huh?
How much you want to make a bet he can throw a football over the mountains? Thrive Fantasy, what are the odds over under Rico throwing the football over the mountains? Over them mountains.
Mm-hmm. Over them mountains.
Classic. Okay. What is a Hail Mary matchup, you might ask? Well, what is a Hail Mary, guys? Simply, you throw it up and you see what comes down. We saw a Hail Mary last week. Kyler ran as fast as he could to the side of the sideline and chucked it up to D-Hop. And then D-Hop,
watch out,
out of nowhere, snags the ball. He looked like a Greek god, and he grabbed it and went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How the 15% capacity stadium went wild.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the best Hail Marys I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was one of the best ones. I love it. I mean, I hope one of our people that we're going to tell you does something close to that.
Yeah, absolutely. But a Hail Mary matchup, guys. What is a Hail Mary matchup? Basically, it's a big risk. It's a big risk. But sometimes it could pay off in a big, big way. Throw up a Hail Mary. See what comes down. What we're going to do is we're going to take the rest of the matchups for the week, and we're going to give you one player we really like in every matchup as a Hail Mary play. Or maybe we don't like it. We're going to let you know. 30 seconds on the clock between both of us to finish the rest of the matchups. Quick fire takes. Badaki, start us off.
2-6-1 Bengals at the 2-7 Washington football team.
Washington!
Okay, Alex.
Okay, Alex Smith.
Okay. Oh, comeback player of the year. Joey B. Joe Burrows. I believe he's going to have a good game personally. I believe this could be his best game yet. I'm predicting 400 plus yards, 3 touchdowns against this Washington football team. He's a fighter. He's an amazing player. Joey Burrows, Hail Mary for me.
I like it. The 9-0 Steelers at the 1-8 Jags. My one player is Keelan J. Cole. Look, Luton seems to like this guy, okay? And he is going to start again. Maybe they have developed some chemistry there. Obviously, Keelan's performance last week helped a lot with that return for a touchdown, but he is kind of the definition of a Hail Mary this week.
4-5 Patriots as in 2 at the 2-7 Texans. Really, Jacoby Myers. There's nobody else I can really give you as a Hail Mary. Let's be honest. He had a really good game against the Baltimore Ravens. In that bad weather, he had the amazing game against the Jets. The Texans give up the 9th most fantasy points to wide receivers. Jacoby Myers is a Hail Mary must start, in my opinion.
Okay. The 6-3 Titans at the 6-3 Ravens. My one player is Gus the Bus Edwards. For whatever reason, they are feeding Gus Edwards in this backfield. What value does that bring in the backfield? We can't really promise you any value, but if you're going to start a running back this week, I think it should, out of this backfield, it should be Gus, combined for 70 yards last week, and Tennessee is the eighth worst against running backs.
6-3 Dolphins at the 3-6 Broncos. I would say start Tua, but I think that's kind of obvious in this scenario. He's bowling out. But my guy here this week is Tim Patrick. The Dolphins defense is no joke. I think Noah Fant is going to be locked down. I think Jerry Judy is going to be locked down. And the only guy that's going to have the opportunity this week is Tim Patrick. He's been getting some work the past couple games. He caught a touchdown the last game. I think he can find his way in the end zone this week as well.
I like it. The 2-7 Cowboys. America's team. America. Not really. At the 4-5 Vikings, my one player is CD's Lamb. Look, Minnesota. I knew you'd like that. CD's. CD's what? Okay. Minnesota is the third worst against wide receivers. They are very, very poor. And Dalton is back, which means there's a capable quarterback, we believe, maybe, behind center. They need CD to have a good game if they have a chance to win. So CD is my Hail Mary for that matchup. Those are our Hail Mary matchups of the week. Hey, do we miss a player that you have a question about? Probably. I mean, there's a lot of players out there. Yeah. So what we do is every Saturday we go live on our YouTube page to answer your start sit questions. Okay. Yeah. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Find us on YouTube, Fantasyland Football, and we'll be able to answer your questions live. By the way, follow us on our social media accounts as well. Fantasyland Football on Instagram, Fantasyland_FB on Twitter. You can subscribe to our YouTube page, hit the notification button so you don't miss any videos, and you can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform in the world. Drop us a review on Apple Pods if you're listening that way. Amazing. Do not miss our next episode, guys. We love this episode, Straight Cash and Just Trash from Week 12, and we're also going to cover Monday Night Football, Rams at Bucks. Lots of fun things ahead, and we've already announced it on our Instagram and on our Twitter, but we are giving away the big cheese.
Big cheese.
That's right. Devontae Detective Adams. My goodness, he has balled out this year. And you have an opportunity to win a signed jersey sponsored by RSA, our partners. Shop RSA.com for all your signed sports memorabilia needs. But head to our Instagram or Twitter for a chance to win the Devontae Adams signed jersey. Badaki, want to say anything? Any good luck quotes or any advice to people to win their Week 11 matchups?
Look, once again, put everyone on the block. See what you can get. Trade deadline is massive. You have to see what you can get for people that you don't feel confident in right now. Maybe you'll be surprised. Okay? You'll be surprised.
All right. Hopefully you're making it into the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Yes.
Playoffs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're making it into the playoffs, guys. Crucial week. Good luck this week. Get the dubs. We will see you live on YouTube on Saturday. Have a good Thursday night. Peace and all love. See you there.
See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching, because you deserve it.